You guys, I don't even have a hook for you guys today because I have so much tea to spill. Welcome back to The Creation of Her. Today we're talking about all things navigating dating and relationships in college or university. You guys, I didn't formally announce it because I want anybody to watch any of these videos at any time, but I've actually been doing a 3-part back to school series. So I just posted a college advice video, the things that nobody will tell you, and it's everything non-academic. And then the productivity 101 video, everything you need to be your most productive self. And today, which is all about dating and boys in college. I'm actually going for my last year of university right now. I'm going back to London to do, I guess, a full year of study abroad again, even though I'm just studying there now. Please let me know if you guys want me to do a day in the life of a student studying abroad in London. I would love to do one of those. That being said, if you want to skip ahead, here are the sections for this week's video, and it'll be in the show notes if you're listening on the podcast. You guys, everything I say today, take it with a grain of salt. These are just the things that I wish I could tell myself as a freshman going into college, or that I wish I had a big sister tell me, which is what I'm here to do today for you. Just like always, only take my advice if it truly resonates with you, because obviously you can do whatever you want with your body and you can date whoever you want, but everything I'm sharing today is things that I truly wish I could tell my freshman self, or I'm sharing the things that have brought me a lot of success in my dating and love life. Honestly, there's so many things I've done that I look back on and I'm genuinely proud of it, because now I'm living my dream love life and I'm in the most beautiful place after all of the trial and error and mistakes and wins. And this is going to be a little bit rough, but if you like feminine men, if you like to chase men, if you're very strict on that whole 50-50 vibe, if you don't really see marriage in your future, either click off or get ready for the heat, because I'm probably gonna say a lot of things that don't resonate with you. Today's video is more so for the girls who like to experience but also want to get better at respecting themselves and their boundaries, whether that be in college and beyond, and maybe slightly more traditional and want to live their feminine life with a masculine counterpart and most likely get married one day. I always keep it blunt because I don't want any confusion, so if you're not ready for that heat, then you can't say I didn't tell you. Now you're gonna see, or you've already seen, that there's 4 different types of girls in university. There's the girl who's still with her high school boyfriend, there's the girl who's in her hooking up era, there's the girl who's in her relationship era, and then there's a girl who's in her kind of hooking up era but wants a relationship. Of course, there's going to be some girls who don't fall into any of those categories, but that's kind of like the main theme that you see. And maybe throughout your college career, you live in each one of these areas at different points in time. And truly, that's beautiful because there is growth and learning to do in each of these areas. I just want you to know that things will happen in college and that's okay. Give yourself grace and do the best you can with the knowledge and understanding that you have. But girl, don't be dumb because you clicked on this video for a reason, so soak it in. And make sure you stay for the last section where I spill all the secrets on how you can get whatever you want out of your love life and every area of your life. Whether you want all the guys to like you or you want to attract your dream relationship, I'm telling you exactly how to do that in the last section. So before we get into the deeper mature stuff, we need to talk about the hookup phase. A lot of people go to college wanting to hook up, or they get there and they meet all of these amazing, new, attractive, good-looking people and they get really excited and they start hooking up. And if that happens to you and at one point or another you feel gross about yourself or what have you, don't beat yourself up. It is a very common experience and it will teach you a lot. But just in case this does happen to you, please just stay safe. If you can do one thing, just stay safe. And also, don't kiss and tell, and don't go telling all of these girls or guys that you barely even know, or that maybe you do know very well, all of your stories, and then go and like let that trickle into your reputation. It's not the vibes. If you're gonna go down that path, stay discreet and stay safe. Besides sexual protection, if that's something that you're doing, also stay safe by not getting absolutely used. And here are some questions you can ask yourself to make sure that you're not falling into that realm of being used. Ask yourself this one question: if I gave my body or this sexual experience to this guy and he ghosted me 2 weeks from now, would I feel bad or would it be whatever? In my opinion, that is the most important question to help you decipher whether you're doing this for the guy or you're being pressured into something or manipulated into doing something, versus if you're doing something because you genuinely want to do it for the experience or whatever your reasoning is. Also, does he only text you after a certain time and are you okay with that? My loves, if you are going to engage in sexual activity, just know that STDs and herpes are a thing. Again, just use protection and be safe, because you guys are going to do whatever you want to do and I have no control over that. But one thing I'm not okay with letting my girls get into is a toxic situationship. So obviously I don't have much to say about navigating the hookup era, because it's not like a self-growth type of era. It's kind of just a damn, like, you're gonna go through that if you want to go through that during college. But I do know how to save you from getting into a situationship, because it will lead to nothing good, which we're about to get into in this next section. Should you get into a relationship in college? In my opinion, I truly don't think it's that complicated. If things just naturally fall into place and they respect you and you like them and they like you and they are truly adding a bonus to your life versus a burden, then I don't see why not. I don't understand why there are all these people that advocate for not dating in college when there are so many beautiful marriages and beautiful lifelong relationships that came out of college. And I mean, there are tons. I feel like so many of the couples that I meet, they say that they met in college. So why are we trying to hold anyone back? And plus, everybody is on their own different paths and their own love journeys, and But that being said, in college, I think you should have marriage in the back of your mind just so you're not wasting time with somebody or wasting somebody else's time and money and resources for somebody that you know for a fact you're not going to be with long term. Now, I'm not saying you're going to marry the person that you date in college, but just having marriage in the back of your mind will not only give you more opportunities to explore other options if you know you're not going to be with this person for a while, but also to keep you in the mindset of finding out what you like and what you don't like in guys so that you can refine your image of your ideal husband. Because dating is such a powerful thing, right? Because we get to learn about ourselves, we get to heal things that we have within ourselves, we get to figure out what we do like, what we don't like, and naturally the dating that you do in college is going to help you refine what you like and what you don't like from a man or from relationships. It's just something to keep in the back of your mind. It's really not that serious. Now, when it comes to dating before you get into like a relationship and stuff, I think that it's important to just be knowledgeable and be aware of what the bubble theory is. The bubble theory is basically that when you go to college, especially if you're like in a campus that's like excluded from the rest of the world, you are basically put into this bubble. And mentally, you think that whoever is in this campus are your options, and you might be accepting somebody or hanging out with somebody or dating somebody just because your options are limited and they're all that's available. So basically, you end up putting up with things that you probably would have never put up with just because your options are so-called limited. Just know that it's just an illusion that you're in this little college bubble and there are plenty of men out there. You don't have to put up with anything that you don't want to put up with. Keep your options open. If you're in a city, go out. Like if you have other neighboring universities, go to the parties of those universities, meet other people outside of your college if you feel like this whole theory is getting a hold of you. Also, if you are or you turn into the kind of girl that is desperate for a relationship in college, I need you to know that these college boys will take advantage of you and eat you alive if you're in this desperate energy. Just because you're open for a relationship doesn't mean that you have to be in this desperate energy, doesn't mean that you're gonna put your walls down, that you're gonna put your boundaries down or settle just because you want a certain someone. Because think about it, it's going to do absolutely nothing positive for you. You're gonna end up falling on your face in the end. What you need to focus on first is keeping your cup full, keeping your life full, having activities, being in clubs, being in sports, going to the gym, hanging out with your friends, and then if somebody comes along, then they come along. Like that just comes into your path, you know, it comes naturally. The desperate energy is not going to help you work on it, do some meditations, do some affirmations to get you out of there. And know that in the beginning, men are like puppies. You have to train them since the beginning. So if since the first time around, he asks you out and he has to just, oh, hang out or chill in his dorm room or be like, go to this like club together or something, but you have much higher standards than that, but you still accept because you're again in this desperate energy, or maybe he's just really cute and you really want to hang out with him, you failed at training him from the beginning because now he knows that he can do the bare minimum and you will accept it. And that is the exact reason that you will get such a low level of treatment, but the next girl that comes into his life will get the entire world just because she is entitled. And once you are actually in the relationship, here are some very important points to keep in mind that can genuinely make or break an entire semester, an entire year, or your entire college experience. If of course you get into a relationship, that is. The first thing is there's no point in being overbearing. People, especially in college, are learning and figuring themselves out, so if they mess up, it truly has nothing to do with you. So if they cheat, for example, just know that it has nothing to do with you. Forgive them, move on. Obviously, don't be stupid and go back. But don't let it be a trauma for you because it's truly nothing personal and men are just growing and figuring themselves out and so are women. So just leave it and see it for what it is. Like, you have to walk into college and social situationships and be like, okay, this is just, it's not personal. Your actions are a reflection of yourself and everybody else's actions are a reflection of themselves, and just keep it simple like that. It's okay to get hurt, it's okay to have feelings, but know that people's actions are a reflection of them and not you. Secondly, if you have or get a boyfriend in college, be aware if that person is holding you back or if they're helping you upgrade and grow alongside them. Is that relationship putting an obstacle between you doing regular school activities and hanging out with your girls? Because still, we go to college to experience and to be in school, so that relationship should not be hindering any of those things. Now, of course, there's certain exceptions, like every couple has their own view on clubbing, for example. So if that's something that you guys don't want to do, or you're not comfortable with the other person doing it, or vice versa, then that's like your guys' own decision. And that's not per se something they're holding you back from. If you guys like have the same viewpoint on that, just make sure you're on the same page. But I've seen it and I've dealt with it before. If you are with somebody and they're holding you back from the most regular activities and the most regular college experiences, then there's something wrong. Also, be aware if your friends do not like your boyfriend. Now, if you have some like fake and jealous friends, obviously their opinion probably is not the most valid. But if you have a solid group of friends and the majority of them don't like him, there's a problem.
And girl, I've been there. I know what it feels like to be like, oh, he's mean to everyone, but he's nice to me. Like, and it's such a good feeling. But I promise you, it never ends well. Please listen to your friends. If all of them genuinely don't like him, you cannot tell me that something's not wrong. Now, my first relationship in college lasted like 10 months. It was from like the end of freshman year to like middle of sophomore year. The biggest mistake that I made was staying because I was comfortable knowing that it was not meant for me. Now, don't get me wrong. It was an amazing guy and the beginning was absolutely magical. But after a certain amount of time, I knew that this guy was not meant for me. I knew that it was not going to be long term. Like, I just knew it in my gut. But I stayed because I was scared of being alone and I was just so comfortable. And by staying, I held myself back from so many friends because I was spending so much time with this person that I knew I was gonna break up with eventually. I held myself back from trips when I was studying abroad because I wanted him to come, but he couldn't. His time, my time, both of our resources, both of our money, time again, which is the most important thing, and just like missed out opportunities when I could have just dealt with the uncomfortable feelings of being honest with myself and leaving him for the right reasons. But instead I stayed stagnant for way longer than I should have. But you know what, it's fine. Like, it's part of my journey and I learned from it. But things that in college, a lot of girls get stuck in that trap where they're scared of being alone because they get a boyfriend and they end up spending so much time with their boyfriend that it just like, if I leave him, like, who am I gonna hang out with now? I don't want to go to this place alone. I don't want to hang out on the weekends alone. I don't want to go eat lunch alone. And it's such an easy trap to fall into, especially if you're on a campus. You start hanging out with your boyfriend so much because you guys are basically living like in the same house. Even though I knew I didn't want to be with this guy long term, I was experiencing changes and I was rotating to a campus that was literally on the other side of the world. I was going from Boston to London, and the friend group that I had at the time were not necessarily friends that I like to hang out with every day. They were more so like going out friends, and I was absolutely terrified of being alone and bored in this whole new country. So I stayed longer than I should, but let me tell you, when I finally got the courage to break it off, and again, not that he was a bad person, just not my person, I was finally able to flourish and get out of my comfort zone and find my solid group of such fulfilling girlfriends, which I know for a fact I would not have done if I was still in that relationship, because we would spend way too much time together and I was so overconsumed by like spending time and making time for that person versus trying to make new girlfriends, because I just relied on that relationship to like keep me company, you know? Which, even though in theory it was a healthy relationship, that is not healthy. But again, that's on me because I definitely had power over that. My point is, don't stay for comfort or the fear of loneliness, because it will hold you back. See, that's why I was saying earlier, like, keep the thought of dating for marriage in your mind, because if you know you're not gonna marry the guy, if you know this relationship has an expiration date on it, girl, you are in college. Your time is limited. Do not hold yourself back. You're better off being single and dating your girlfriends until your person comes along, whether that's in college or out of college. Who cares? And that way you can go on other dates and meet new people and keep refining that idea of what you like and what you don't like in a man. Let yourself win. Never stay for comfort. Let's talk about boundaries. Before you get to college, or honestly, or right now as you're watching or listening to this video, pause and ask yourself, what are your boundaries? What rules do you have when it comes to dating? What rules or boundaries do you set in your dating or your love life to ensure that you are only doing things that you are comfortable with? Maybe that means not kissing on the first date. Maybe that means not kissing on to like the fifth date. Maybe that means not doing anything intimate with this guy until you feel X amount of way or you have X amount of trust. Maybe that means that you don't go on dates that are at either one of your guys' houses until you guys are boyfriend and girlfriend. Maybe you're not comfortable sleeping in the same bed as a guy. What are your boundaries? Maybe you have boundaries around getting cursed at or somebody raising their voice at you, which you probably should. What kind of sexual relations are on the table for you and which are off the table? Also, if you don't want to get intimate to a certain extent, the biggest tip I could tell you, which some girls, including my past self, should just listen to, is to not put yourself in the situation in the first place. If you don't kiss on the first date and you go on a date with a guy and then he was like, hey, like, we should go to your place after or come to my place after, we'll continue chilling, like, we'll continue talking, babe, don't put yourself in the position. It's a trap. It's only gonna frustrate you, and if it doesn't frustrate you, it sure as hell is gonna frustrate him. If you don't want to do things that involve a bed and you don't fully trust a guy yet, do not bring him back to your place and do not go back to his. Be smart and logical and learn how to identify intentions. And now, this is a super important question to always ask yourself for the rest of your life, is whatever you're doing, is it because you want to do it or because you're scared of losing the guy? And maybe that's not even sexual. Maybe that's doing his homework or helping him cheat on a test or doing this thing that's like illegal or doing drugs or drinking or going to this place that you're not comfortable with? Are you doing it because you want to do it, or are you doing it because you're scared of losing him? And if it's the second reason, you have to reevaluate, because you are losing yourself and your identity. This life is for you. Dating is for you. You are the prize. You are the princess. You come first. Your needs come first, your wants come first before you give in to anything. And now these days, everyone says this. If you haven't heard it yet, I'm just gonna retell you. But if you get butterflies in your stomach, AKA anxiety, it's a red flag. It's a big fat red flag. And us girls are a little silly sometimes, me included. And we will find a guy so cute and so charming and so good at flirting, and we will gaslight ourselves and be like, that's not butterflies, like that's just a little feeling because I'm so excited and he's so cute and it's like our chemistry. And then comes the day when you realize you were all wrong, because you find the guy that makes you feel protected and safe and feels like home. A guy that protects you physically and emotionally and makes you feel secure in your connection. That guy will not give you butterflies. He will give you home. Another thing I want to say about relationships, if it is your goal now in college, whenever, if you want to stop attracting situationships and these bad guys and the guys who just break your heart and just want you for your body, and you want to start to be that girl that's attracting like provider men and just like the most amazing healthy relationships and the most amazing guys, girl, let me just tell you right now, it's gonna be so boring. You're literally gonna get anti-butterflies. Like, it's going to be so boring and so unchaotic. But if you're a girl who was used to the chaos before, you just gotta know that all of us girls who were used to the chaos before and now have these amazing, healthy relationships, we all went through that. We all had to go through that era where we found this good guy and we had to force ourselves to deal with the boredom and deal with the so-called icks, because we were looking for that chaos. But then again, like, our higher self was fighting for us to, you know, be in a healthier place. It will get boring. Your toxic traits will come out. Your shadows will come out. But it's a part of the process. I'm just giving you a heads up that if you want to embark on that journey of healing your relationship with relationships, it's gonna be a bit boring at first. And one day you start to love the boring, and it's not so boring anymore. In fact, it feels very safe and very loving and very healthy and very comfortable, and you start to live your best life. Now, as promised, I will not let my girls get into a situationship unless for whatever reason that is what you wanna do. But if that is, I don't know why you're watching this video, because you're not navigating relationships, babes. You're navigating Delulu. As I was saying, girl, these guys in college and beyond can trick you. If you find yourself in the wrong situation, they will do it all. They will breadcrumb you. They will use you for your body. They would try and manipulate you. They will give you just enough to keep you like guessing, or they will simply lie to you and they'll be getting with you, but the next day they're at the club getting with all these other girls and telling you that they're not. And next thing you know, you are in a situationship, a horrible, horrendous, toxic situation with a guy. And let me tell you how to completely avoid that in the first place. Leave commitment off of the table. The way a guy gets you into a situationship, one, you probably give him a part of yourself that he likes, usually sexually. He's having fun, he's enjoying, and he gets to hang out with you whenever you want, and he has the ego boost knowing that you are just absolutely in love with him, and if he asks you to be his girlfriend, you will say yes. But he's not going to, because you're either a placeholder, or he still wants to hook up with other girls or look at other girls or flirt with other girls or both. So what he does is that he will not put a label on it, but he will ask you to be exclusive, or maybe you're the one asking to be exclusive, and now you're in a situationship. It seems so simple and so avoidable, but this really can creep up on girls. But if you set a boundary where you do not commit to any guy unless he makes you his girlfriend, you leave a lot less room for situationships. You need to walk around as the kind of girl that does not act like a girlfriend when she's not, and does not give a guy girlfriend perks when she's not a girlfriend. Gucci, I'm telling you that if that guy wants to be exclusive, it's because obviously he's a man, he has this ego, and he like wants to be protective and doesn't want anybody getting with what he's getting with. But he's still flirting and looking at other girls, because you're either a placeholder or he's just in college and wants to have fun, but still wants you around for whatever reason. And now you're in a situationship, and this can be the most toxic and emotionally draining thing ever. If you're going to get a boyfriend in college when all of these amazing experiences and opportunities are around you, it is going to be the guy that is chasing after you, that is head over heels, that commitment is his idea, and he just wants you to be his in a healthy way. Delulu is not the Delulu in this case. A lot of times Delulu is the Delulu, but not this time. But moving on to when Delulu is the Delulu is our last section, which is self-concept. Now this section is for the girls who are aiming higher. This is not the random relationship rules and college this and college that. No, this is for the girls who want to create their dating life and relationships in college. If you want to be unstoppable in all areas of your life, in your health and wellness, in academics, in anything, but especially following the topic of this video in your love life, you need to thoroughly understand what self-concept is and how you can manipulate and influence yours. This is the thing that's going to make you so magnetic, so attractive, so successful, and simply that girl now and beyond college. Maybe asking yourself, how do I turn into this kind of girl who gets princess treatment? How do I stop attracting this kind of guy? How do I stop falling for this kind of guy? How do I be this girl in my love life, in academics? How do I simply be that girl? You choose to. You choose to be that kind of girl by changing your self-concept. The concept that you have of yourself. What concepts do you have of yourself? Now, I want to explain this in the most simple dummy way possible, because I promise you, when you think of it as something that's simple, that's when it becomes simple. Obviously, I'm going to use examples from my own life because that's what I know. So when I started becoming intolerant to gluten, I naturally was like, oh, I'm gluten free. And I developed this concept, like, I can have a little gluten here and there, a couple bites, but I can never be that kind of girl that eats a whole bowl of pasta or all these slices of bread because I'm gluten intolerant. Now, this case is a bit different because I didn't really have a choice. I actually just randomly became gluten intolerant. So I had no choice but to change this specific self-concept in my health and wellness area of my life. So basically, from 1 week to the next, I started walking around with this self-concept of, oh, I'm gluten-free. And by having this concept in my head, naturally, I go out and I will order the steak instead of the pasta because I know that gluten doesn't sit well with me. I am just not the kind of girl that eats a whole bowl of pasta because it's not gonna make me feel good. I don't have a choice but to have this concept about myself. But what if we did have a choice about our self-concepts? I'm telling you that you do have a choice, because the gluten didn't make me choose this self-concept that I'm a gluten-free girly. No, I chose it in my own head and I carried it out. You have to believe and start saying, I am simply the kind of girl that attracts this kind of man. And start now. Decide what it is that you want and start saying it now. Say it to your friends, say it to yourself, or tell yourself, I simply can't help it. I'm just so magnetic and that attracts everyone. Maybe tomorrow, in a week time, in a few months time, somebody is gonna come up to you and be like, wow, you are so magnetic, or your aura is just so like attractive, because people see you how you see yourself. And when it comes to men, this works so well. Men see you how you see yourself. Your self-concept is everything. If you genuinely believe in your heart and you develop this self-concept that you are this goddess walking on earth, that you are this woman who just deserves the entire world and deserves to be taken care of, do you think that you're gonna allow this dusty boy treat you like however? No, because you've already adopted the personality and the identity that you're the kind of girl that gets X amount of treatment. So all you're going to accept into your life is that amount of treatment or that certain treatment. And on an energetic level, which this can be studied scientifically through quantum physics, you are going to attract that into your life. And you don't need to go and study quantum physics to get a grasp of this or get a hold of this, unless you're a super sciencey person and you need that to help you. Just believe me when I tell you that you can change your self-concept from one moment to the next, and that it will change the entire trajectory of your life if you truly adopt it. Changing your identity and manipulating your self-concept starts by genuinely just internally choosing it in any given moment. Sometimes it really is just one moment from the next, and some of us need a little bit more help, and that's where, you know, like affirmations can come in and subliminals. Maybe you have to wake up every single day and choose that self-concept, choose that identity shift every single day, and that's okay, whatever works for you, because eventually it's just gonna become your normal. And you can think of the self-concepts that you already have of yourself. In every single area of your life, you already have self-concepts like, oh, I just naturally eat really healthy, or I'm not the best student, I'm just like a mid student, or I'm actually a really good student, studying comes easily to me, so like good grades come easily to me. These are all self-concepts. They're not real or false, and they are all malleable, so you can change them whenever you want. Think of the girl that you want to be in your dating life and your love life. Think of the kind of man or the kind of person that you want to attract. Now, that girl who's living in that particular love life, how does she dress? When she wakes up, what is the first thing that she's doing? How does she respond to men? What's her tone of voice when she speaks to men? What does she post online? What boundaries does she have around dating and relationships? This is who you're going to embody while you're shape-shifting into your new self-concept. One day to the next, or 1 week to the next, you can do it. If you put your mind to it, if you just full-heartedly fall, surrender, and decide, I promise you, you are so powerful. All you need to do is prove it to yourself. And you may have times when you slip up, and that's okay, but you go right back to switching that self-concept again and be like, no, this is who I am, this is who I attract, and this is who I accept into my life. Simple. For example, I am so unattracted to non-ambitious men because I have a self-concept that simply rejects them. I have made this self-concept that I am so attracted to like businessmen, to like the men who are in charge, to men who have a purpose for their life. Naturally, that is all or most of what I attract. And I genuinely believe this self-concept to my core. I believe it just as easily as the self-concept that I'm the kind of girl who brushes her teeth twice a day. At any time a cute, good-looking man, maybe even hot, maybe even drool-worthy man comes across my path and tempts me on the surface level, but somewhere along the line I find out that he is the kind of man that has no ambition, I am either repulsed, or if I'm struggling being repulsed, I reprogram and I just remind myself like, ew, that is not the kind of men that I like, and that is not the kind of girl that I am. I'm simply not attracted to your lack of ambition, no matter how cute you are. Bye. Master self-concept and you will get the world. That being said, I hope these tips help you guys. Be safe, be smart, respect yourself, love other people, beware of loving the wrong people, but know that every mistake is a lesson. Give yourself grace, have fun. College is like such a beautiful time. You are going to experience the good and the bad and everything in between, and it's going to be so beautiful. So enjoy every single moment of it. Don't stay on your phone 24/7. Go outside, go and experience things, go meet people. You guys, make sure to like, comment, subscribe, do what you gotta do, and feel free to send this to somebody who you think might benefit from it.